Proclamation number 6999 of 22nd of December, 1957. Incarnation of God in Jesus. And salvation came from above. For the earth lay in deepest darkness, the earth and the kingdom of light were unbridgeably separated from each other, and therefore first a bridge had to be built from above to the earth, which people were then to enter and were also able to do so, because one preceded them, who wanted to lead them back to the Father. For the Father longed for his children, but he could not lift them up by virtue of his love. Instead, the guilt had to be settled first, which had caused a wide gulf between the creations and the Creator. Without atonement for this guilt, it was impossible to return to the Father. But again, the guilt-ridden creatures were also unable to make atonement themselves. And therefore the gulf was unbridgeable until a Savior descended from above who accomplished the work of atonement. The eternal love itself descended to earth and brought salvation to humanity. The eternal love itself redeemed the guilt and made atonement for the great sin by incarnating itself in a human shell and now made a sacrifice as a human being, which was unique. For this human being, Jesus took upon himself a measure of suffering and torment out of love and walked the path to the cross with people's guilt of sin burdened. He suffered and died on the cross in order to offer God the sacrifice of atonement for his fallen brothers. For this man, Jesus recognized humanity's enormous guilt of sin because his soul came from the kingdom of light. Because the soul of light, a primordially created angelic spirit, voluntarily offered to make atonement for his fallen brothers as a human being. This soul of light therefore animated the body of the infant Jesus and as such began its journey across the earth with the same task that is given to all of God's creatures, to spiritualize themselves through a life of love and to reunite with the eternal love as it was in the beginning. And Jesus exemplified a life of love to people. He showed them the path to the Father. He demonstrated in himself the effect of a way of life in unselfish neighborly love. And he concluded his earthly life with the work of redemption, with the redemption of that great guilt which once caused the beings to become wretched. But this act of atonement was not accomplished by the human but by the love in him. For through his life of love he caused the eternal love to manifest itself in him, to fill him completely. And Jesus then drew the strength from it to accomplish the work of salvation. A human being would never have been able to accomplish such an act without love, and thus it was love which atoned for humanity's sins. It was God himself whose fundamental substance is love and who is in all fullness in the man Jesus, so that he deified himself on earth through love, so that he became one with the eternal love. God became man. Jesus was God. Only he who has changed himself into love will be able to understand this mystery. And he will also be able to understand that from the hour of redemption onwards there was a bridge which leads to the Father, which can be entered by every one of his creatures who wants to reach the Father, and that Jesus, the divine Redeemer, built this bridge through his suffering and death on the cross. Love itself devised a path to enable the fallen being to return home to the Father, and love itself initiated this path. And thus salvation came from above to earth, which was cut off in deepest darkness and no longer had any contact with the kingdom of light. The eternal light let himself descend, he broke through the darkness, The Lord of Light and Bliss took up the battle against the Prince of Darkness. And he defeated him. He paid the debt on the cross with his death and ransomed the souls from the one who held them in bondage. But God accomplished this act of salvation in a human being because God was unable to suffer and die, and because a sacrifice which was intended to compensate for this immense guilt could only be associated with immeasurable suffering and torment and the most bitter death, which the human being Jesus wanted to endure out of love for humanity in order to bring his children back to the Father, for whom he yearned. This work of salvation was unique, for profoundest love and highest wisdom united, which the man Jesus possessed, and he therefore mustered all willpower to suffer and die for his fellow human beings. And thus salvation came to earth on that night when the infant Jesus was born. God himself sent his Son to earth, who then prepared a dwelling place for the Father in himself, so that Father and Son, God and man, united and accomplished the work of mercy, so that the original sin was redeemed and the path is now free for every human being upwards, to the Father, to the kingdom of light and bliss. Amen.